graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
He is a comic book nerd.
In brightest day and darkest night.
We can learn a lot from comics.
She is a reality TV junkie.
No idea.
Snooki had her baby.
A dollar makes me holla.
Chris likes sci-fi.
They do a brain transplant into this whole new body, but it's you.
Kristen likes celebrity gossip.
Breaking what do you news.
Oh, more breaking
it's
news?
Official. Uh-huh. Official. Before it was just a rumor. Hey, Stu, our pets moved back in together.
What do they have in common? Nothing. You're listening to Two Strangers, One Podcast.
Now, here's Chris and Kristen.
Well, hello and welcome to Two Strangers, One Podcast. I'm Chris.
Kristen, and welcome.
And welcome, and boy, we are so excited. This is the episode right before StrangerCon. You might be listening to this episode after StrangerCon. Like,
hope you enjoyed it.
These guys were funny, and I'm going to check out the show. So if
Thank you
went and you put up your hard-earned money, yeah, hopefully the police weren't called and the place didn't burn down and no ambulances were called. You know, I'm the only, you
this is
know.
Us speaking to you from the past.
It's like me and the guy who's Law, he's the guy who pretty much runs the space. I'm assuming he's going to be the one there. It could technically also be his wife, if I'm not mistaken, but.
It's a surprise.
So it would be. We're all kind of playing it by ear right now. So we're hoping.
We're hoping you had fun.
You had fun. And if you're listening to this before StrangerCon, I hope you're ready to come out. Get in your car. It's a 6-hour drive to from New York City to Rochester.
I know. Everywhere is just a 6-hour
But I mean, you know, Pittsburgh. If you're coming from Pittsburgh, if you're coming from Philadelphia, if you're coming from Boston, if you're coming from Ohio or Cleveland, these are all places a reasonable drive. You know, spend a night in one of our wonderful Rochester hotels. And of course, if you want to stay at the Hooker Hotel, you know, they got the Gates Hotel on Buffalo Road, or
there was
the one off the.
That
was the 490.
Was like right around the corner from my old house.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice neighborhood, and then I mean, like, you wouldn't suspect it. I guess that's why they were missus for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like, there was cops going in and out of there, and somehow they caught. These cops. And
so the cops are going to the tug and
roll.
Yeah,
we're going. And it was right behind the Boston Market.
Awesome.
Like, great publicity. I mean, it was open for so many. I didn't even know it existed until they got busted. Probably about 5-6 years ago. And I was like, that? People back there?
Oh, yeah. Before Giuliani cleaned up the streets in Manhattan and with the five boroughs. Let me tell you, there was some really good.
Times Square
was a place to go get hookers. But, like, right before, me coming into my, being 21, 22, and like right before Giuliani really cleaned up New York, the place was in Brooklyn.
That was a place to go.
Sunset Park, Brooklyn, which was.
Is that Tug and Rub or Hookers?
Hookers, Tug and Rub, strip clubs, everything. It was strip clubs. Strip clubs, which are basically a front for whorehouses in the back. You know, you'd go for the private room and.
You know,
it was fucking Sodom and Gomorrah back there. And so it was, you know, now during the day, it's a factory area. So, like, you know, so I'm saying during the day, you would go and you see a lot of people. And actually, you know, Sunset Park is known for having a really big South American, Mexican people living in that area. And they work in the factories. You know what I'm saying? And then, but at night, you know, we're factories at night, you know. Oh, it's, you know, and it's not a neighborhood you wanted to get caught in, but you would go, though.
At Kodak here is a big, was not so much anymore. It was a big factory here in Rochester, and that's where, like, everybody's parents work. Like, my dad worked there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just.
Kodak, Xerox, and Bausch & Lomb.
Yep.
Those are the three for Rochester.
Yeah, that's our trademark. So, but right down the street from one of the big Kodak buildings is a Mirage. It's called Mirage, and it's a strip club. It's been there for years. And so that's, my dad's like, yeah. Well, he's saying he never went. I can't really see him going. He's not really that type of guy, but if he did, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, back in the day when there wasn't so many rules, you know, you do what you want. Like, but he'd go there on the lunch break, have a beer, watch some girls go back.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Guys being guys. It was... Now, if you're talking about if you're talking about just looking, there is no problem whatsoever. Tug and rub's another story.
I know the Mirage is strictly just looking. I don't think there's
looky, no touchy.
Obviously, I don't know the full. There might be something in the back. I'm not sure, but I know. But yeah, tug and rubs are different.
Yeah, I mean, for people that are our parents' age. Come from like a generation where like the guys would have the gumads, they have the girl, the side pieces, the girlfriends, the, you know. But so if you're just gonna go see titties,
right,
you know, it's a lot better than fucking having a side girlfriend. You know, go look at all the titties in the world if you just don't fuck anybody else.
If you're gonna be loyal to me, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so that's
I don't mind.
It's
that.
A different day and age now.
But I'm like, so the other day, Saturday, I was coming home from work and I'm driving on the main road there, Ridge Road, mm-hmm. and it's right by Kodak and the Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
In the Mirage, you never really see too many people outside, whatever. You just never, I mean, you see a few going and out, and it's kind of, you'd expect that person to go into the strip club. There's this group of young guys, it must have been a bachelor party or something,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, where are all these guys going? Like, I never see anybody out here. They're all going in the Mirage.
Oh, of course.
Like, where are these hotties going? And then it's like, oh.
They're gonna go look at titties.
Saturday night.
Guys are gonna look at titties. Oh, like I said, be happy.
Seen, like that huge crowd going. I was like,
oh, well, you got guys. It's you got funny. The, you know, when you get in between like 22 to 25. Even 20 before 20 and 25, like, you know, we went to the strip clubs all the time. It was kind of,
yeah, that's your thing.
It was a thing to do, you know, and the girls and they go, you finance the fantasy and the girls come and they put their titties in your face and they talk to you and, you know, that's, yeah, it's like, you know, oh, she likes me, you know, until she goes to the next guy.
She smiles and like, there's
she likes him too.
Yeah, until she goes to the next.
Yeah, that's
what's great about the Mirage. There was like a time when it closed. It recently just revamped,
mm-hmm.
The last year. But there was, so for my high school prom, there's this other place called Le Mirage, and they do dresses and like garters. They just do like wedding stuff and proms. So we were like, I didn't have a garter or something, so my mom's calling. She meant to call Le Mirage for a garter, and she called the Mirage. And they're like,
the strip club.
Yeah, the strip club. And they're like, yeah, we have garters. And my mom's like, oh, okay, like, what's the price going through colors? And they're like, well, the women wear the garters. And like, wait, is this? Like, so we just called the strip club in the middle of the day. Nice.
Asking about garters. That's awesome.
I did not get a garter from there. So yeah, the women wear garters. I don't know if you can take them.
Looky, but no touchy.
Like a serious combo with the strip club owner. Like,
well, you know. Yeah. You could touch the garter, but don't touch the butt. And then, yeah.
And then.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we're on the subject of that, we were talking about before the show. We were talking about life and stuff like that. And I love my daughter. I love my daughter.
I wouldn't expect you to hate her, Chris.
I love her so much that I am not ready to have any other kids. You know, because I think I lucked out. My daughter's a sweetheart. She's mm-hmm. intelligent. She's sweet. You know what I'm saying? Everyone, oh, she's so beautiful. I mean, I see she's beautiful, but I mean, I know I'm coming from a father's point of view. But she's sweet. She's intelligent. You know, would I want kids in the future? Maybe. But right now, no.
Nope.
I don't. You know, I'll be one of those guys where like my daughter will be like 25, and then I'll have the next kid. Like, oh, here's your sister. You know. Meanwhile, like she'll have a kid at the same time. Also, my grandkid and my next child will probably be the same age. So I was saying, I was like, you know, if I was in a serious relationship, like with somebody, you know, who like, you know, because nowadays, you know, let's be real here, a guy unemployed, you know, heavy set. Balding, you know, internet
everybody,
famous, you know, it would be hard to find somebody who doesn't have a kid. And
absolutely.
if I got with somebody that was like, look, I don't want any fucking kids. I already, you know, I'm already done with what I got to do. And you already done.
I've been done, did it.
I'd get a vasectomy. I would get it done just to, I mean, of course, you know, I would like other alternatives. I mean, if she was on the pill and stuff like that, but you know, I've seen too many episodes of like Maury Povich and stuff like that where, oh yeah, I'm on the pill.
And, father and
yeah.
yeah.
And they have that kid to trap you. Yeah. That's how they trap you, guys. They have your fucking kid. But I would, like, if I was in a serious relationship with someone that said, look, the shop is closed.
Dude, we're going to sneak this and tie that.
I get it done, because you could undo it.
You can always sneak through, though.
Well, yeah. I don't know. My guys are kind of strong. But
they're just fighting. They chew a hole through the tubing.
No, but I would, I mean, it would, because from what I understand, it's still, you get the same orgasm. You still get, you know, it's not
all the same. Nothing changes.
You know, well, just you have less swimmers.
No little swimmers coming through.
And so I would, if I was in a serious relationship, I'd get a vasectomy. It shows you the stuff we talk about before the microphones actually go on. It's like, you should shave that for the show. Yeah, I'd cut my balls. I'd get a little, I'll get the tube snipped. And so I don't know. So ladies,
if you don't want kids.
If you don't want kids, but you want a heavy set guy who's balding and hairy and doesn't have a job and sells used stuff on eBay, hit me up. TwoStrangersOnePodcast.com. Actually, no, we have our email address, TwoStrangersOnePodcast@gmail.com.
Please send pictures.
And also for people, if you are a fan, even if you're not, if you can't, even if you can't make it a Stranger Con, send us an email. Send us, if you want us to give you a shout out or something like that, go to twostrangersonepodcast.com.
No problem with that.
twostrangersonepodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Send us a message and maybe, you know, we'll give you a shout out during the show. I mean, wouldn't hurt, you know what I'm saying? You got something you want to tell us or tell the crowd or... anything you want to pimp, hit us up. That'd be awesome.
Pimp. And sex and pimp talk.
Oh, yeah. And then...
Chad Johnson, speaking of...
Chad Johnson, and, Mr. Chad Ocho Johnson. Senko?
Yeah. And, you know, he got the divorce from that... Oh, she had Basketball Wife on the... I can't talk. On VH1. Mm-hmm. She was on that show. Just got arrested. Now...
Uh-huh.
So he's in the court.
Wait, he got arrested?
Yes. And he's going to jail for 30 days.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because this is what an idiot, I mean, just, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
This could have been avoided completely. I guess he violated probation. I don't know. I don't recall doing what, whatever. So that's what they were there for, the hearing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the day either. Today, it must have been today. It's Monday.
Wow.
So his lawyer, who's a male,
mm-hmm.
was just getting done with the deal to avoid jail time for probation. They're just getting done with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, okay, this is it. We take that off the table. He, for Chad, for whatever reason, slaps his lawyer's ass. I don't know, maybe good job.
That's, I mean, that is a football thing.
You're in the courtroom. Judge gets pissed and took the deal off the table and said the rest of them are going 30 days in jail.
Wow.
So I don't know how hard the slap, I don't know if he got up. I don't know. It just said he slapped his lawyer's ass in the mail.
I mean, it is, I guess, I mean, I can see from the judge's point of view, contempt of court.
Even Rita Bynes knows how to act in a courtroom.
Contempt of court, I get it, but the judge really should. Now, trust me, I'm the last Ocho Cinco fan on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch football. You know, the only reason I even know this guy's name is because of the fucking trouble that he gets in. But in the world of football, a pat
on
the ass. I understand, but... but it's a grown in trait. It wasn't. It's no way. If anything, it's not disrespect.
I don't know. I said, can see him being like, "Ha ha! I got out of this."
Oh, so, like, okay. Kind of like, taunting something. I mean, he does seem
taken that way.
Wow!
Like,
because
I got out of going to jail, but then
yeah, good job. But I mean, there's.
So I don't know how hard the slap was or what happened.
Like, there are people who, I mean, you always see it on the news where, like, after a court case, we hear, like, people cheering or hugging. You know, people, I've seen people hug their lawyers and stuff like that. And well, you know what I'm saying?
After it's already said and done. This wasn't said and done yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, they were at the end of making this deal.
Oh, he's a
like,
dummy.
Like,
okay.
Court is adjourned.
Oh, okay.
Like, that didn't happen yet.
Yeah, okay, so he's, yeah, that's contempt of court.
I think
that's
he got in trouble.
Holy shit. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. The judge
I mean,
just...
wait till everything's ramped up. It's
yeah.
Done. We're good. You can slap all the asses and titties you want. I think he thought.
Yeah, thinking is not as strong.
Right,
so.
I think there's an issue up top there.
And it's like these fucking guys, man.
So, yeah, 30 days.
You're a well-paid idiots. Football player. Just keep your ass at home. Stay home. Right. You have all the.
You have this gorgeous house. Have parties there.
You can have your hoochies come over delivered. It's like fucking Domino's. Hoochies could be in your house in 30 minutes or less. And.
I know. Stop acting up.
You know, you got money, so you can buy all the toys that you like, and video games and movies, and you know, I mean, I'm assuming an athlete, you know, workout equipment, and you know, you're pretty sure you have a swimming pool, you have thousands of people over your house and party, but just stay the fuck home, stay out of trouble. What's so hard about staying out of trouble?
No,
Jesus.
I'm having hard times with that. Clearly.
Now, you'd mentioned just a second ago, and talking about people who can't stay out of trouble, Miss Amanda Bynes was up in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. But
Well,
I had the photos over there.
Yeah. I mean, there was
a trampoline thing.
There was plenty of photographic evidence. Proof that she was up here.
She signed in. Like, there was a thing, like, you had to sign in or something, or sign. I don't know.
Yeah, you had to sign.
It was signed Amanda Bynes.
And it just. It pains me to know, because Buffalo's only 60 miles out of Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
I would have driven out there.
What the hell was she here for? Because I was like, she was back in New York City like the next day.
Well, she's got that kind of money. She could fly around, but she flew. There's no way she drove from Buffalo to New York City. I'll tell you that. I guarantee you.
I don't know what goes on.
I mean, I guess like Buffalo. And
I'm like,
you know,
when she come up, like, does she have family? Like,
I just think it's one of those things where, like, you would say, what's the most random city you could go to?
I wish you threw something at the New York City map. It was like going to Buffalo.
Buffalo, you know. Maybe she went to the air. Because I guarantee you she didn't drive up here. I would put money. It makes no sense. Even as crazy as
she. At the airport. You know, we're all on that shit.
Well, because I guess at the major airports, they come looking for you. There's no paparazzi at the Buffalo airport. Oh,
JFK.
Leaving. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She's gotta leave.
Well, she's got the wig on. Maybe she got through. I don't know.
Yeah, that terrible wig. People noticed that.
Yeah,
no, it was so rare.
It just broke my heart knowing that she was an hour away. I gotta, like.
And then she denied it, like, on the record. Like, I was not there. Like,
I gotta put her, like, on Google Alerts or something like that, because.
She needs, like, one of those, like, my dog has those little chips you put in, like, they get lost. She needs, like, one of those.
Tracker locator thing.
All right, we found where Amanda Bynes
I would have driven to Buffalo in a fucking heartbeat.
It was really, like, what?
To go pick her up.
Like, Amanda Bynes in Skinny Atlas.
If we can get her on the podcast. That's it. That would be the last podcast. That's it. We've hit our peak.
Amanda Bynes is coming to StrangerCon.
I don't think I could ever. Oh my god! If I could get Amanda Bynes
as
a stranger.
She wants to be a rapper, I guess. That's her latest tweet. She'll probably get a rap.
Well, didn't she want Drake to destroy her pussy?
Yeah, but then recently she also tweeted that he's so ugly. So I don't know if he didn't.
No, you didn't.
Now she's bashing him.
She's got cops slapping her pussy, and then she wants Drake to destroy her pussy.
Going on with her vagina.
Yeah.
But yeah, now she I don't know if she'll get it, but I'm sure she wants to be a rapper.
Oh, God.
I'm sure she could do it.
Yeah.
Octomom, DM Mom. They can get songs.
Yeah, because there's a long history of white female rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Especially ones that are child stars. But then, her and Drake, I guess, because Drake was a child star, for the lack of a better term, on Degrassi. So I guess if he can have a career.
She can do it too.
She's crazy enough, you know. She just needs to get like shot and survive. Survive. I am not condoning her getting shot. If she survives, she would get you set something like that up. Someone that's crazy as her would
like
have. Yeah, she gets shot in a leg. But she's I don't know. She's kind of thin. I mean, if she got shot, she would be.
I think she got another nose job. There was a tweet about that. I don't know what's going on with her nose job. Obviously, she has image issues.
These plastic surgeons have no fucking morals whatsoever.
Oh, I'd be like, all right, this is like your, like Michael Jackson, like those situations. Like, how many times did he go in? I forgot. He eventually came out with it later on in life. But it was like numerous. It was ridiculous.
Like, wasn't it like 18 or some ridiculous number? Where there's no cartilage left? The doctors
are
just.
The money, but I mean. Stop working on her thing.
Like when I had, you know, you couldn't tell by looking at me, but I had the gastric bypass surgery, and I mean, at my heaviest, I was 360. I'm floating around 290 now. I had to go see a therapist
for like a while, like
just a while, because they want to make sure you're not getting that surgery for the wrong reason, and you don't have
any type of major surgeries like that. That's a
false. expectations and stuff like that. And, you know, there's people, you know.
You gotta go through, like, what you gotta eat and, you know, like, the whole thing.
I mean, but it's a mental thing. Yeah. Like, you know, even people, like, when you're going through, you know, people getting stuff removed for cancer and stuff like that, you need a therapy because you're losing something.
It's different. It's
but just, I love how these plastic surgeons could just bypass
the
system.
I don't know how many nose jobs she's. I never thought she had a bad nose. I'm not sure what she's seen. So I don't know if she's gotten one. I know she said she wants to get another one, but
it's like you're getting like a really custom suit. Different. You know what I'm saying? It's probably longer. It probably takes longer to get custom clothes. You know, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, these Hollywood, like the people who make like the dresses in Hollywood, I'm pretty sure you got to go back 2 or 3 times and refit and all this other shit.
Yeah.
This, you probably just stroll into the office. Yeah, get my nose done.
I have the afternoon. I hope she doesn't destroy your face. You know, like keep going back, you know.
And she's gonna get the duckbill lips, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be ruined up.
She was so cute.
Girl.
She was so cute, and she's like, "You're still young." I can understand if your stuff if your stuff fell apart, then you could try to put it back. It hasn't fallen apart yet. And the next time you come to Buffalo or Rochester, you find us.
Yeah.
twostrangersonpodcast.com, twostrangersonpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter us at Comic Metal Games.
I mean, I would shit myself. That'd be it. I'd be like, and I can.
That's it. We're done. If we get Amanda Mines on this podcast,
how long? Like she stayed. What was the deal?
We got to start a Twitter campaign and make sure.
You know what we got to do is we got to stop.
Get her to StrangerCon.
No, we got to go to Buffalo. Stop the camera and get the deets on what happened.
Okay.
That'll be our big interview. That's the closest we can get to Amanda Mines.
And actually, I'd mentioned this in the past episode that I moved recently, so. The way where I'm living now, it's kind of, if you're coming in one direction, it's very easy to miss the house. So I always end up, the first couple of days I lived there, I would overshoot the house and I'm like, oh no, this intersection, and then make a turn at the intersection. So not too far from where, when I overshoot the house, there is someone, I guess, who has like a home business where they have, a limo parked in their driveway.
At all times. Does it move?
Well, I mean, I guess it does. But they have a limo and they also have a truck, which I believe carries a bounce house. So that's the thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's someone who had like their own home business. Let me tell you, if Amanda Bynes would come on the show, I would get the fucking bounce house.
You could bounce all day, bitch.
I will pick you up at the Rochester International Airport. Or whatever I think they call it the Rock or whatever, like, you know.
Yeah, I think if you were to
the Rochester Airport. I will come pick you up. I will take you to we will get you a bounce house.
Chris is just standing there watching the boom, like smiling.
Oh my God, I would do whatever. I will chauffeur you around. I will do whatever.
We'll get that limo. We got all stuff for you, Amanda.
Now, if she could come to StrangerCon, oh my God. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to start like.
She might just show up and we have no idea. Like, suddenly she's there. Like, she was in the area with a wig on. We're like,
yeah.
Are you? And then the next day she denied on Twitter.
We need, you know what we need? We need at the very least, like an Amanda Bynes impersonator.
Oh, yeah, we can find someone.
Put that on Craigslist.
Just put somebody in a just show up
a bad wig and just act crazy.
Here, right?
And put her
like a bandage over the nose.
Two Strangers on Podcast shirt or something. That would be awesome.
And
speaking of StrangerCon, our event is June 15th.
Say the band's name.
$11.99. The two bands, and I messed it up in the last episode, and I apologize. Of course, schedule subject to change, just to cover ourselves.
Yeah.
But the improv.
We've got three groups.
Shut up, Zeke. It's spelled Shut Up, Zeke. Left 4 Dead, and
Two Fat Ladies. Great group.
Which there's. There's no ladies in that group, and none of them are fat. But you got to love it. So they're doing the improv. We're wedged in the middle. We're the Bob's Burgers. Wedged in between the Simpsons and the Family Guy, trying to, keep a captive audience. Like, if you're here for the improv and you want to see music, you got to sit through our show.
Yeah, it's painful. Just sit through it. And we'll be up there for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. And if they, you know, if they boost off the stage, then we got to tell the bands, okay.
You know what, you guys are up.
How sad would it be if we got booed off the stage at our own event?
They egged us like Simon.
It's StrangerCon.
Bitches, we just put this together.
And then, acoustic music. And, you know, how many, not many people, because I had spoken to both bands so far, and I want them to play more of like a rock, play rock stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not really into folk or anything like that. So
tell the bands what to play.
Well, I mean, I can suggest. I said I would prefer if you guys played more rock stuff.
I can suggest subtly.
And so the two bands I had mentioned in the past episode, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Cooley. I forgot his last name. But actually, his band is called Solo Acoustic. And if I'm not mistaken, that's all one word. SOLOACOUSTIC. Solo Acoustic. And then headlining the night, Honest John. Because it's a guy and a girl, but I don't think the guy's name is John.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's John either.
So it is funny,
it's
when you
like
go
two bad ladies. There's no ladies and they're not bad.
Yeah, when you go through, like, because I was emailing them, and I want to say, hey, John, but I don't think his name is John, but I've heard both of these bands. I said, look, what do you guys have on YouTube and stuff like that, and. You know, it's going to be an awesome night. And really, you know, not that I'm a social butterfly, but I really don't see too many like acoustic, you know, like sets, like purposely set out to be acoustic. So it's different, mm-hmm. but it's still going to fucking rock. It's still going to be cool. And you got comedy. So it's, I mean, for $5
for everyone.
And so I'm super duper excited. So I just wanted to bring that up while we were talking about StrangerCon. And also something I'm excited about, which I haven't done yet, but I need money. The new Dunkin' Donuts sandwich. Have you seen this?
I've heard about it. What is it?
It is a glazed donut,
right?
Breakfast sandwich, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't even know what's on the middle. I don't know if it's eggs or sausage or big.
We're not worried about that.
The friggin' outside is a donut.
It's a glazed donut.
It's a glazed donut.
And then it's just breakfast.
Which is the bun of the sandwich. And also, shoot, that's another thing. I'm gonna see if we can get any of those food trucks from Rochester. I gotta hit up the Petite Poutine. No, because they've already paid for their permit.
Oh.
And
is it like to go anywhere?
Yeah, and those people, like the one that I would like to contact, the one that kind of was the trailbreaker, the Rosa Parks of food trucks in Rochester, Petite Poutine. Because I'm now on their Facebook page, and they were outside. There's one of the back when I did drink one of my favorite bars here in Rochester, the Lux Lounge. They had said we're going to be at the Lux Lounge from 11 till 2 o'clock in the morning. And how smart of that! When you got drunk people, you know, poutine, fries. I mean, and plus, not for nothing, I've heard fantastic things about their food. I haven't even. I got to go out. I'm going to say, look, just come out by StrangerCon. Just set up shop. And not for nothing. We're done at 11. You can leave and then go to another bar, you know, and go to the StrangerCon after party. So,
fries.
Yeah. And the reason I bring that up also is that I know there's a truck in California that does that, like the donuts as a sandwich.
Like, I think you talked about that one time.
Yeah, it's people, you know, they deep fry. I mean, there's different trucks for everything. You can get deep fried Snickers bars.
Yeah,
deep fried Oreos. Oh, you know, deep fried sandwich. God bless America that you could.
I wonder why we're all obese.
People who will deep fry things will drive a truck to you, and you can eat it. So. If you come out to StrangerCon, like I said, I unfortunately haven't done any official booking, but I will send them message and say, hey, come on out.
Hey, Mr. Poutine.
Mr. Poutine and the Petite Poutine. And to be honest with you, that's the only one I know about in Rochester because I think they're just starting, but they were the first ones. Like, they're here. They're the Rosa Parks of food trucks. Yeah. I bet I'm the first person to ever say that, ever. The Rosa Parks of food trucks.
It should be their slogan.
Well, I told you a while back I was looking for a job, and I was on Craigslist, and someone was looking. There was a mac and cheese food truck, and they were looking for someone to do like a cool graffiti style macaroni and cheese box on the side of their truck. And I would love to try something like that, but I didn't want to dedicate myself. I'm not going to do work if I can't do it. But it's a cool, like, funky idea.
What is that?
The hell is that? Why does that It's a face.
That doesn't look right.
Is that even food? Cheese doodles? What the fuck is that? No. So yeah, so the Dunkin' Donuts. I as soon as I get a couple dollars, I'm gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts and get myself one of those sandwiches. And then if I also have money, my next stop is gonna be
Chris, you got a lot of things going
Toronto.
On.
Have you heard about Toronto's mayor?
No.
Toronto's mayor, allegedly.
I should know because
Rob Ford.
They basically consider us Canadian here. You knew the New York City Manhattanites consider Rochester.
Consider
Canada.
Rochester, Canada. No, we're a city. We have buildings and, and indoor plumbing.
We're part of New York City. indoor plumbing.
Allegedly.
Oh, what now?
Rob Ford, mayor of Toronto, was smoking crack. Now,
who isn't these days?
Now, he has
got good shit done.
I mean,
he's up all night.
He's gotten, you know, and I hate to say it, you know, I'm a big guy myself, but whenever you see, like,
he's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
It always defies odds.
Yeah, when you see the fat people who are smoking
like,
crack.
Like alcoholics, like, usually, like, that's really all their nutrition is alcohol. So, like, they become skinny and on pills and stuff.
I don't know. Alcohol is, like, just empty calories. I don't know. So, but,
yeah, I'm watching a few, like, alcoholics, and they're just.
Oh, yeah, they're look like skeletons.
Their body's wasting away. Of course, around other things as well. But.
So what had happened was there are pictures, once again, allegedly, of him at, like, basically, it's the place to go in Toronto if you want to buy crack. Like, you know, it's like the bad neighborhood. But this particular house is the place where, like, celebrities would go and athletes and yeah, like, it's the place to go if you want to buy crack in Toronto. So the mayor, you know, the
mayor with cheese. Now, did he go in the house?
So allegedly there's a it's the most hilarious picture because, you know, it's a clear shot. And he's in there, and I love it because it's always, he's wearing like a hoodie. Well, he's wearing a hoodie, but, you know, I love when you see like athletic gear that comes in like 5X, you know, and as the last person, I mean, the first person who should be athletic but isn't. And look, I'm a big guy, so I know, don't cut me off. Yeah, he's wearing a hoodie. I don't want to say, well, not Adidas or something, or New Balance. It was some, you know, so he's there. And he has his arms around the guys, the crack dealers, and these are homeboys. These are, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to push any buttons in the wrong direction. These are homeboys, you know. And you see him, like, he has the biggest, goofiest smile on his face, you know.
He's the mayor. He doesn't have an injury.
Exactly. You don't have. Yeah, can't you send
people working for you?
Yeah.
That's first mistake.
Yeah, always have someone else buy you crack, people. Probably a big fucking town car, yeah. And so.
And it says, like, mayor.
Mayor. Has, like, a little Toronto flag on the front.
Well, who could that be? He has Target on
and the front. And you honk the horn, like, nah, 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 nah. Whatever the Canada anthem is, you know.
Photo. It was
he's posing for the photo. Like, hey, take a picture. So you see these guys, these hoodlums.
I mean, I'm hoping for his sake he was fucked up to, like, make
these. Of course, yeah, to make that kind of, yeah.
Because you're just.
Yeah, smile for the camera. He was posing for the camera. He put his arms around the guys. And so.
You're saying it's Photoshopped?
Well, there's people. Well, then, because see, okay, taking a picture with the guys is one thing. Because, you know, let's not cast aspersions if he's with a certain gentleman from dressed a certain way, and you know, you can't. But that being said, there are other photos that seem to be more taken secretly. I guess would be the better way to put it. A guy with, from what I seen, it was like a guy with sunglasses on, heavy set, light blondish hair, you know, balding. Well, because I wanted to look at these, you know, I'm looking at these pictures, smoking a crack pipe, and
the,
then
the mayor,
yeah, and oh. And the guy is wearing
like the dealer.
I'm saying no.
Okay, so it's this guy
wearing. And then you see the track suit, or you see the hoodie with the, you know, Adidas or whatever the whatever sports logo that was supposed to be. So, you know,
like the Canadian flag.
Little maple leaves embroidered in there. But that being said, I mean, it's a it's the same picture. It's the same outfit. It's pretty much the same guy in the same outfit. One is smoking a crack pipe. The other one is hanging around, you know. And I doubt, I doubt the mayor, the mayor visits the hood and takes pictures, you know, the Canada's hood, taking pictures. And the guy who took the picture, yeah, and you could, and in the picture where he's posing or whatever, he looks fucked up. He looks like he looks like he's been partying.
To be posing in this house.
Yeah, and
the house looked nice.
Well, you, really, the picture of him smoking, it's like it's basically just like him, well, but you could tell like it was. Yeah.
He took up the
smile. Hold the crack pipe up for the camera.
Oh, man.
Say crack rock. Yeah. So, that being said,
I love Toronto.
Yeah. So, Toronto is. So, he was. Allegedly, you know, there's.
How to get shit done. And he's
been, you know, but he's been pulled over in Florida for DWI.
He's a mess.
You know, and then he denied it. Like, he's one of those guys where, like, he denied the DWI, and then, like, someone brought the report, and he's like, oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah. Like, he's been caught in a couple of, like, he flat out. Yeah, he's a deny, deny, deny. Like, he denies everything, and then when they prove it, then he goes, oh, yeah. Well, how could I remember I got pulled over? I was drunk.
There's your excuse.
Yeah. I was too drunk to remember getting pulled over. So
only the files in front of me that bring back memories.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, you mean the dashboard camera that the state trooper, the Florida state trooper, had on his dash, and you know, upstanding enforcer of the law. You know, and I believe, when he got pulled over once again, allegedly, that he had said like, "Do you know who I am?" You know. Motherfucker, you're the Toronto mayor in Florida. You're like the exact opposite side of the friggin'
continent. Know who you are, man.
Yeah. And Rochester's what, a quick drive to Toronto, is it not?
Yeah,
and we didn't even know what the fucking mayor looks like. Well, I didn't know what he looks like until I saw these pictures. So.
It's so funny. You know who recently, haven't heard his name in years, or even know what this woman looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of drinking and driving, she got pulled over for drunk driving a boat. Aaron Brockovich.
Oh yeah,
how random is that?
Aaron Brockovich.
Not Julia Roberts.
Yeah, no, the other big titty.
The other big titty lawyer. I don't know who she was. I was like, that's random, and that's in the news.
And speaking of smoking crack, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Cordero Uloa, co-founder of the Live and Lame Podcast Network. Before you start this LLPN podcast, I wanted to show you listeners out there what else we have to offer here on the network. If TV and movies tickle your ear pussy, then check out Real Chat with Seth Parker, Alex Chittenden, and Cordero Uloa. They cover news, casting rumors, trailers, and reviews, all with the excitement you'd expect out of a bunch of pop culture nerds. Just visit www.watchsomething.podbean.com. You can also get to know Chris Colon and Kristen Montrallo as they get to know each other on Two Strangers, One Podcast. Listen as these guys talk about celebrity gossip and reality TV, as well as interviews with George Christic, the creator of popular Disney cartoon Mega's XLR, and Mike Zapsik and Ming Chen of AMC's Comic Book Men. Look for them at www.twostrangersonepodcast.com. If music is what you're looking for, check out The Breakdown, which features members of the Live and Lame Podcast Network talking about the artists, the tunes, and the albums that they enjoy and grew up with. You can check that out at www.rockhardpodharder.podbean.com. Interested in astrology? Numerology? Join Joey Fox, Carrie Fox, and Foxy D in the Fox Den, where they talk about life, kids, and family, all infused with the brand of humor you've come to expect from us here at the LLPN. Enter the Fox Den at www.thefoxden.podbean.com. And last but not least, check out the granddaddy that started it all, Livin' Lame, featuring Dwight Graham, Cordero Uloa, Joey and Carrie Fox, Seth Parker, Nick Doty, and Megan Phelps. Join the Lames every week as they talk about whatever the hell they want, from comics, games, and headlines to weekly segments such as Lame of the Week, Nude News featuring Mike Hawk, and FML with Seth Parker and Megan Phelps. You can prowl the lameness of the interwebs with the Lames at www.livinlame.podbean.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at @livinlame. You can find all of our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher Internet Radio, which is a free app available to both Android and iOS users. You can also listen through your standard phone browser by adding / mobile to the end of any of our URLs. You can also find and like the pages for all of our podcasts on Facebook, as well as the Live and Lame Podcast Network page, which is the headquarters for all the Live and Lame Network podcasts on Facebook. Please don't forget to hover over the like button and click show news feed so you can see all of our updates. All of us here at the network would like to thank you for your continued listenership. Now please enjoy this Live and Lame Podcast Network podcast.
Click and Hit, enhancing the experience for all recreational smokers. Click and Hit is a one-handed portable vaporizer. This smoking pipe has a compact four-stage design, complete with a built-in, windproof, butane refillable torch lighter. The large burn chamber holds your stash of legal herb or pipe tobacco. Click the button to ignite and inhale as usual. When you are done, put it back in your pocket for later. Smoke anytime with the touch of a button. No more carrying around grinders and tins. Pipe, rolling papers, and even your lighter at home. The Click and Hit cordless vaporizer is no bigger than a normal cigar, making it the world's smallest and most discreet vaporizer. It's perfect for use in small places or shared rooms. It's efficient, getting 5 to 8 draws from your packed chamber. It's affordable at just $19.95 each. Buy 3 and the shipping is free. Buy 4 and you get the 5th one free. Visit www.click-hit.com. That's clickandhit.com. And now for listeners of Two Strangers One Podcast, you can use promo code STRANGERS and receive 10% off your purchase at clickandhit.com. That's promo code STRANGERS for 10% off your purchase.
And we're back.
Let's send one to the mayor.
Hey, mayor, would you like a Click
he's
and Hit?
He's probably fucked up all the time. Like, he probably just doesn't know. Like, he probably didn't know he got arrested for the drunk driving.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was in a crack house.
Yeah. Oh, he denied. He is a politician, But, okay, now.
What did he say about the photos?
He denied it at first, but I think, like, they're building a case against him. Because it was the crack dealers that contacted the news. They said, hey, they called them and said, we have pictures. And at first, I'm pretty sure news organizations always get kind of crazy stories. Yeah, whatever. And they're like, okay. And they emailed them like a picture, and they're like, oh shit, these guys are serious. It's so, but you had mentioned before the break, Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
And, you know, the movie, I didn't see the movie, but I know the big,
it's kind of long, but it was good.
You know, the big deal is that she's got big titties.
That's what you got.
Okay, no, but she's fighting for rights, but she's using her titties to kind of. Open doors.
And she dressed like a lawyer. Let's put it that way.
Now she
sultry.
I've seen pictures of her.
I've never really seen her. She didn't look like.
I could be wrong. No, well, that's the whole thing. Her being played by Julia Roberts was a compliment because. She has.
I was expecting a lookalike, and it was not.
Yeah. Now I could be wrong. What I see from her is great body, not so great face.
Yeah, I haven't seen her body. All I had was like her face, and I was like, ooh, yeah.
So you know, there's been a term. Face. There's a term. No, that's exactly. There's a term going around that's butter face. But I think we should. There should be another derivation of that, butter bodies.
Here we go. They have a cute face, and
that happens. You know the first person that comes to mind is like Adele or something like that. But it's like
that's your first person who comes to mind.
No, but it's
what about Kirstie Alley?
Well, in the '80s she was hot, yeah. And you know her Cheers days. But it's but it just it's in that line of. When big girls, when someone goes, oh, you have such a pretty face, you know.
And a great personality.
It's too bad you're 500 pounds. So,
from here up, you're great.
Yeah. And that's why they always take the Facebook photos from fucking aerial view.
What we're doing with the photos.
So we have, there's butter bodies, you know, so everything's good, butter body.
I remember that term, butter face, like, I mean, I was young when I first heard it. I didn't get it at first. I was like, what, is her face greasy? Like, what do you mean? And then, like, after a year, like, I was like, oh, that's what it means. Like, first, like, nobody explained it to me. And I'm thinking, like, face isn't that greasy. Like,
yeah, that, well...
now I get it.
A friend of mine, and I've mentioned him in the past, he's passed away now, but for whatever reason, my boy Jimmy, for whatever reason, his godfather who was kind of like... I mean, you know, he was kind of like that guy that coached Little League but never had a kid in Little League.
Oh.
One of those guys.
You run all these kids. kids.
Yeah, it was. It was always kind of questionable. So he started calling my boy Butterman, like, and it was because he. But he said it because he said everything bothered him. Like everything bothers you, so it was bother turned into butter and turned into Butterman. And my boy Jimmy, soul rest in peace, like people used to call him Butterman, and he fucking he hated that name. Of course, every the nicknames that you hate the most are the ones that stick around. So for years, you know, we were calling him Butterman, and then I had learned the term Butterface. You know what I'm saying? So every time I think of Butterface, it kind of reminds me of my boy, because I'm like. Like to me, I was like, you know, like I didn't like the term Butterface. I'm like, oh, I like Butterman, but he was.
I am the Butterman.
Yeah, he was, because you know his godfather said, oh, everything bothers you. Because even my boy Jimmy, he was always like, he always found stuff that was irritating to him and stuff like that. And that's what I loved him for. And so before I heard Butterface, I heard of Butterman, and then kind of like when Butterface came out, it didn't really hit me as it hit other people. But let me tell you, speaking as a big man, speaking as a hefty American, or whatever, what do you want to call it? Gravitationally challenged.
99% of Americans.
Yeah, the biggest. Now, because, I mean, you know, I'm on, you know, I belong to a lot of these online communities that are into comic books. And there's you know, there's a big thing of like these girls who like comics, but since they don't have the same figure as the comic characters, like they feel like they'll, if they ever decided to dress up like Wonder Woman and they got a big body, that they, if they went out in public, they'd be laughed at and all this other stuff. And it's like, you know, and I understand it's one thing where, like, you know, that, you know, like it's almost like a love hate, like I love comics, but I don't look like the girls in them. But I think common sense would tell you, don't go out in a fucking poom shorts and a you know, in a halter top.
I would hope that, yeah, common sense. But I would hope that if I did dress that way and I didn't, if I thought I looked good and I didn't, like my friends or my parents would, yeah, no. Like, where are their friends in these situations?
Yeah,
I blame everybody.
Yeah, well, exactly. Who was, you know, you should have, you know. You know, and don't get me wrong, there are the, you know, there are people who are like, fuck you, I look good, and I don't, right, nothing you can tell me. But, you know, like just, I mean, I know you admire people, you know, like if I dressed up like Robin, and I have a Robin outfit,
exactly,
which I'm probably going to go dressed up as to give out flyers for StrangerCon. You know, if I dress like Robin, I understand the joke that I'm a fat guy, yeah, or whatever. And you know, no, I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't dress up like, you know, someone that wears just like the, yeah, fucking bikini shorts or whatever.
Dress up like a wrestler.
Yeah, like exactly.
Naked, basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't dress up like a wrestler. You know, and if you notice, all the fat wrestlers have like the one piece, yeah, you know, the shorts that go all the way up to the shoulders.
The fat girl in the bathing suit.
Yeah,
the one piece
that always has a skirt that goes around it, so you don't see the fupa. Fat upper pussy area. You know, and so, I mean, I feel for these girls.
It's a big show in the, you know, leotard.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
It's a one-piece bathing suit.
A onesie. Well, not onesie.
Like a big guy.
Yeah, unitard. Yeah, is the right word, which sounds like an insult.
Oh, yeah.
You unitard. Mommy, call me a unitard.
Yeah, that
so,
doesn't mean anything.
But speaking as a larger American or gravitationally challenged, I one of the biggest insults to me, and it's always when, okay, like I'm a big guy, and then someone goes, oh man, I had a friend and he was huge. He's even bigger than you. And I know skinny people don't mean that to be an insult. You know what I'm saying? That's like if you went, man, like if you went to a black guy and, hey man, you know, I know you're black. My friend is blacker than you. He's purple. It took the words right out of my mouth. That is fucking insulting. I don't, you know, and of course, you know, I try not to, I'm not one of these super overly sensitive, like, watch what you say, you're going to hurt my feelings. But it does, you know, it's when people really think about it, if you really think about what like you're saying, like, yeah, he's so fat. He's even fatter than you, you fat fuck. You know, that's so.
You're fat.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Yeah. This. Oh my God. He needs
Professor Clump comes
he needs toilet paper at the end of a stick to wipe his ass. You know, like.
Going
yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I'm not that fucking huge. I'm glad I'm only 300 pounds and not 550 pounds. You know, but that's the worst. It's worse. I think it's when you're insulting someone when you're not trying to insult them. Right, so like,
you try and backtrack.
Yeah, that's he's so fat. He's big. No, but they don't even realize that they're like insulting. You know, and so.
How fat is he?
He's so fat when he sits around the house. He's a fat fuck. No,
he
so,
just eats and eats. Wait, where's the joke?
Speaking of fat fucks, Guns N' Roses played. Guns N' Roses played Rochester recently. Have you seen Axl Rose recently? Oh my god!
Like your typical rocker, like the you know shirtless muscles and
yeah. And I love how I can make that segue. But it was
so he's a
he.
So did Hootie, not Hootie and the Blowfish, Blues Traveler.
Well, Blues Traveler did the opposite. He lost a lot of weight, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm just saying they played here.
Oh yeah, Blues Traveler.
Yeah, he lost weight.
And my room.
About two different countries.
Yeah, right. The guy from Blues Traveler got skinny, and the guy from Guns N' Roses got fat. Axl Rose. And my roommate went to the show because I heard two conflicting. Some people I heard it was a free show. Then I heard it was $2 for the show. But then Blues Traveler, they were supposed to be. I think they were supposed to play outside. Really? I think originally it was supposed to be a free show outside. But then they moved it to the
Music in the Park or something. Party in the Park.
Party in the Park, and then they moved it into the Blue Cross Arena, War Memorial Stadium, whatever you want to call it here in Rochester, pretty much our main
arena,
and they played there. And I think when they moved there, just for like the inconvenience or whatever. It was $2 a ticket. And I mean, come on, it's fucking Blues Traveler. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That would have
been.
Yeah, right? Well, we're giving 5 hours of entertainment.
And this is the Guns N' Roses and Blues Traveler.
Well, no. Well, Guns N' Roses. No, Guns N' Roses was.
Oh, my nose is itching.
No, Guns N' Roses was its own concert that I think you're paying like $50, $60. And I don't know what happened at this show, but Guns N' Roses recently, Axl Rose has a history of showing up to shows late.
Oh yeah, being
you know,
asshole.
Being a real dick, and I can't, you know, and you would think me being a metalhead that I would love Guns N' Roses when they're more like hard rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I appreciate their music, but one, it's not Guns N' Roses; it's Axl Rose and a bunch of other guys. And then two, you know,
you're a dick.
I'm not gonna pay
for you to show up
to sit there for 2-3 hours before when you decide to come up on stage. You know, I don't understand.
You have the right to be a diva.
These people, you know, these people who go to the shows, like, you know, I kind of like, do you not know their reputation?
Right.
You know, and I don't want to take money out of anyone's pocket, but still, you know, do your fucking job as a rock star. I mean,
that's your one job.
Yeah, it's okay to be you can be a little late. You're Axl Rose. You can, you know, you want to build up a little, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes. Anything after that, you're an asshole.
Right. Did you hear anything about the show? Was it good?
I know he was. To be honest with you, I don't know. And they and people were posting pictures. And holy smokes, he is huge. He has a double chin, you know. And then like he comes out on stage, and it's funny. Like Blues Traveler, he comes on with sunglasses and a hat. So it's like he's almost like hiding himself, like you know. And I guess I guess you know, you stop doing heroin,
yeah.
You start eating the cake. You know, from what you know, from my not my personal experience, but my experience with other people, when you're
you quit smoking,
you know? When you're a heroin user, no, but heroin users in particular like sweets. So he's, you know, welcome to the jungle. We got lots of cake.
He's like, eating candy bars and shit.
Deep fried
like,
candy bars.
That's all he asked for in the back. Like, just need candy bars.
Just need, yeah. It's, and like I said, we got to have, I mean, there is a backstage part of StrangerCon. So I want to have, still.
Chicks back.
Yeah, we need chicks and cocaine and alcohol.
You're going to point to.
And Amanda Bynes.
We need a minute.
She'll bring all the alcohol and cocaine
and all the paraphernalia we need.
Clicking hits all over the place, comic books thrown all over the place. That's what I want.
Yeah,
I need one girl to let me do cocaine off her ass, and that'd be awesome. I've never done cocaine before in my life, but I just want to do it before StrangerCon. Have a heart attack on stage. I need one girl. I don't think that's asking a lot, you know. If the mayor of Toronto could go and smoke crack, I think I should be able to do a line off a girl's ass.
Damn it!
Yeah, come on, girls. I need one volunteer, you know. A cute girl. I mean, let me know. Rocks
style. Like, you point at the one girl, and then the manager goes over and gets the girl, brings her
back. No butter bodies. Yeah. No butter bodies, but I want to... I want to do a line of cocaine off a girl's ass, okay? Is there much to ask for?
Just dying for it.
And if these are the people from CPS listening to this podcast, I'm totally making a joke. Child Protective Services, this is satire and comedy. But if there's a girl who's not a butter body, and could I do some? I just want to do blow off a girl's ass.
Backstage,
I don't think I'm asking for much before I die. It's going to be our night to be rock stars. You know, I want to do the rock star thing. You know, okay. And speaking of butter faces or butter bodies, and I had this in my notes.
Which is butter today?
The backdoor teen mom, or should I say, the teen mom, the one who did the porno backdoor teen?
Yeah.
Oh my! Because I've never seen her before.
Oh, she's pretty.
No.
Oh, you don't think so?
She's a butter face. She looks like a fucking... She looks like a troll doll.
Pretty in the aspects of, if you compare her to all the other teen or co-stars.
Yeah.
She's the pretty one.
Oh, God. And I haven't watched that show.
Oh, I mean, they're pretty.
But, I mean, like, I can... She's one of those people, like... my friends have used the phrase, you know, cute from far, but far from cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, holy...
Like, far away, you're like, oh, who is that? And then up close, you're like...
Because there are pictures. I've never seen her before, and holy smokes, her face is. I mean, she has this nice body. Don't get me wrong. Holy shit!
Body for
I would do coke off her ass. Now, if I could do coke,
her and Amanda Bynes are coming to
Stranger Con. If I could do coke off a teen backdoor teen mom's ass, and had Amanda Bynes there, or if I could do coke off Amanda Bynes' ass, taking pictures. Smoking Miley Cyrus comes, smoke some salvia.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome. But yeah, I never seen her before.
And so how did you see her? You watched the porn, didn't you?
I was looking honestly, I was online looking for photos of her, because you know it's easier to find still shots from a porno than actual porno. Because they stand. She had a nice body.
Yeah.
She had a nice body, but you know, with the James Dean, I believe the guy's name was, you know, he's equipped, right? He's equipped. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. I'm jealous of that motherfucker. You know, I mean, not that he's. I'm just saying, is, you know.
He's in the right business.
Yeah, he's in the right business, I'm not gonna lie and say I wasn't jealous, but you know. But I got my problem's not with him. I barely know the guy, but you know he's, you know. So he fucked Linda. He fucked Lindsay Lohan, right? He had to.
Yeah, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan and backdoor teen mom. So
he's living.
He's a lucky dude. Because okay, the backdoor teen mom.
What about her?
And I could be getting this wrong, but I believe she was. Okay, not her. But someone was selling, like, her used bathing suit or used panties or something like that?
She put it on
eBay.
And then they're like, no, this is, like, a hygienic issue.
Yeah, you can't sell...
So now you can get it for free. I just recently saw that, so I don't know if it's through eBay or what. But, yeah, now you can... It's like, nobody wants that shit.
yes, there are guys who want that. There are guys.
Soon as I said nobody wants that shit, it's basically like,
there's a whole industry in Japan that sells used panties and vending machines, for Christ's sake. Like, so yes, somebody would want.
You get the wrong
panties. Oh, you get the bad panties. You get the period panties.
Like these huge ones.
Big giant with skid marks on. But no, there are guys. You didn't know that?
No, Chris, I haven't been.
No, but it's one of those things where, like, whenever people talk about how crazy Japan is, there is an industry. Okay, it's a vending. Men are sick animals who get
sniffing of the bean.
It's the. I mean,
what?
It's probably pheromones and stuff like that.
My panties on a daily basis. I don't have no urge.
Because you're not a guy. No, because it's...
my bras with the titty residue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
it is something about the panties, like, so you know, the Panties. You know, panties are sexy. I love panties. You want to see my panties?
It probably just reminds me of a vending machine filled with used panties.
And so,
now, how do you know who wears these panties?
Well, okay, no, this is what they do. They actually, imagine, for lack of a better term, a Ziploc type bag. Okay? So they have the panties in it, and then what they do is they also have a Polaroid of the girl wearing them. And there are girls who make
it's actually that girl wearing.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, I don't think sweat all right, just
and they're just like here.
Well, yeah, if you buy like 10,000 pairs of the same pair of panties right. and just reproduce that photo of the Polaroid
and just change the
and you know,
I'm not buying that. There's probably like,
but there is, you know, and then and then it's in the freaking Ziploc bag, so it's sealing in the freshness or sealing in
the stank.
Yeah, stealing in the guys. Hey, if it wasn't for that stank, the human race would have died a long time ago. We guys like a little stank.
I want to reproduce with somebody. that's their
guys
dream.
Are evil, trust me. And if you, I guarantee you
I
that
don't
if
your boxers.
Well, that's different. Girls and guys are girls. Guys like. What do you think guys like shoes and feet and stuff? They like sniffing it. They go sniffing it gives them a fucking hard on it. It's
there was like an MTV True Life where it was like a foot fetish or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just it's so gross. Just live the saltiness. Like, yeah. Can't, her sweaty feet from going on. I'm like, and she's like, I'm not. She wasn't into it, but she's like.
Yeah, makes him happy.
She's just like sitting there, like foot up, just like waiting for it to be.
Yeah.
What punishment?
Well, like when Elvis so Presley or Tom Jones or any other rock star, you know, I mean, not that, you know, Elvis Presley and Tom Jones are more not rock stars, but, you know, and women throw their panties on stage. You think they're throwing used panties. They're throwing panties so the guy could, like, you know, it's like, it's a, yes, it sounds disgusting and perverted, but that's.
What if they had a yeast infection?
It was. Yeah. It's guys love that. Well, I mean, you know, it's not the most hygienic. That's exactly why eBay doesn't do it. But guys like it.
Some, like gonorrhea discharge.
I get it. I totally get it. And I've had girls.
I had to have a talk with the human.
I've had guys. Right? You're like, I'm gonna fuck this.
I need to sit down with all the men in this human race and just need to talk.
Like, you know, like,
you just gotta talk things out.
Like your boyfriend or whatever, you'll be looking at him like, yeah. You like, yeah, I'm putting it.
No,
don't
like,
don't you dare go in that hamper, you motherfucker.
Like, every guy, like, I'll be around, be like, does he look panties?
Yes, yes.
Always judging.
If you're not there, your guy is sniffing your panties. If a guy, look, I'll tell you, if there's a guy, I mean, women tend to not just throw their underwear around, but if a guy sees a pair of panties that were used, he's gonna sniff them. I'm sorry.
It sounds like it's an addiction and it needs to be broken.
It's not.
It gets like there's an issue.
It gets a guy's motor running. It's
like there's an issue, and
it's no different.
That I'm gonna give to all the men in the human race.
It's
it needs to be broken.
I know we're
it's
disgusting. And that's an industry. That is a whole. People make money off that. Look at the girl was put on eBay. Somebody, let me tell you, if eBay didn't have their rules, and I'm pretty sure there's other.
Why did she go through eBay?
There's, I'm pretty sure there's.
Just
well, eBay's the most popular.
Well, yeah,
but I'm
yeah,
pretty yeah. sure if you really checked hard enough, you can find something like eBay. I'm pretty sure there's 1,000 eBay imitators that don't have the regulations.
eBay.
Yeah.
eBay.
BA. You know, and then let me tell you, somebody would have bought those panties. And let me tell you, those panties would have easily went for like $5,000. Easy. Especially for a porno star. And there's porno chicks that sell their lingerie and stuff like that. And you think they sell it for, you know, they don't sell it clean. Guys don't want fucking clean underwear. There's websites dedicated to this.
Take a look at themselves and realize, you know.
Look at if you're.
Did you want somebody smelling your mother's panties?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
But if it was helping my mom pay her rent.
Now you're selling it. Mom, I'm going to need your panties.
oldladypanties.com grannypanties.com I'm pretty sure there's grannypanties.com. I haven't been there, but I would
sure. He'll go there.
I would yeah right I'm soon as I get home I'm gonna be jump on grannypanties.com. But that be you know there's it happens. Guys like this stuff. That's why we're here. That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Why.
You know, maybe I don't want people sniffing my mom's panties, but I'm pretty sure my dad probably sniffed my mom's panties at one point, and now I'm here. You know, and the birds and the bees, and now I'm here. You know, that's what it is. I can't, you know. So that's.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
I feel good about the human race.
Yeah. Don't you love that you listen to the show and hear? Who else is going to tell you about?
Take a shot every time you hear the word panties.
Panties. Panties are sexy. That sounds. Panties. You want to see my panties? Yeah.
You want to see my panties?
Hey, big girls need love too. You want to see my panties?
My panties around.
They smell good. Yeah, panty wedgie. You want to see my thong? Okay. Sniff the thong. Dip it in your tea. You boil the panties and make panty tea. Oh, panty tea. Hey, if they have breast milk lollipops, I'm pretty sure panty tea. And you know, and they drink tea in Japan.
Panty.
Spell
T-E-N.
Yeah. Is it?
Panda.
Brand new.
Panda, don't steal it.
Kristen's panty.
Mom, I'm in the tea business.
How you making money, girl? Well, you see. No.
Get Amanda Bynes panties.
Oh, let me tell you. You ever heard a guy tell a girl, I drink your bath water?
That's disgusting.
You've never heard a guy say that? I've heard guys say that, really? To girls. It's supposed to be like a sexy thing. It's just.
See, okay, because this is, hate baths, because this is my image of a bath, is you're sitting in your own filth.
You're soaking in your own filth. Yeah, and there's guys who would be like, I'm surprised. Yeah, that's an old school term where a guy would like, and it's a weird. It's a compliment, you know. I drink your bath water.
Straw in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's sexy.
Especially
God damn
when you fart in the water and it smells weird. I'm making bubbles. It's a hot tub.
And what, you know, well, people may have to think about cylinder panties because we have to give a congratulations to all the people who graduated. You know, it's the middle of June. I'm just saying.
Who graduated?
There are people graduating at this time of year. It's the middle of June. There's people.
Know that you give them
a shout out. Well, no. Well, Jen, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, she graduated.
I did see like.
Yeah, she actually had two graduation parties. One for the adults for those drinking, and then one for the kids.
Congratulations!
But,
these are.
But for people, but I mean, and this time of year, middle of June, people are graduating. So. You know, congrats. For all the graduation, for all the grads out there, just keep in mind that, you know, if things get a little rough, you could always sell your panties. You can't sell them on eBay, but I guess you could sell them on eBay, just don't say that they were used. Kind of like hint towards it. You know, scented panties. Human scented panties.
Yeah, there you go. It's just
that's horrible.
Human scented. What does that smell like? Human.
Smells like bleach. Oh, that's horrible. Well, that'd be for the guys. let me see. I mean, we're past the hour mark, but I got a couple other things on the list I kind of want to go through. The storm chaser died in a storm.
Right? Like, I felt bad because I was like, I don't have sympathy for him.
Yeah, I don't.
Obviously, you know, I mean, he did die and there's family and all that.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. It's like when the guy's, what's his face? The magicians, the guys from Germany,
Siegfried and Roy,
and he got assaulted by a tiger.
Because you're chilling with that.
You fuck with tigers, you're going to get bit. If you chase storms, you could only tempt your luck so many times. And don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, there are people, these are serious tornadoes and shit like that in the Midwest or, you know.
Yeah.
People lost their lives. People lost their homes. And I feel terrible for them. And here's an asshole running into...
going towards it.
You know, now I can understand...
There's some people who are storm chasers and they get great footage from afar.
Yeah.
We don't need to be next to it.
But I mean, if you were serious about it, if you were a meteorologist, like if you're a person, like this is your field of study, and I guess technically he is. I guess he's going for the real world diploma kind of a deal. But you know what I'm saying? Like... apply your shit first and then go chase the storms.
Right.
Because I think there was a meteorologist in his crew.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, like that person, still it's stupid, you know, but, you know, why would...
Like, the distance you need to be, like this...
We got enough machines and stuff like that. Mm. We don't need... manned missions into fucking, you know, these are the worst tornadoes we've had in years and years. And I hate to sound as cruel, but yeah, I don't feel bad that he died. You know, that's, you know, you go diving with sharks and you get bit by a shark. Hey, shit happens. So I just wanted to talk about that real quick. It's the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. Well, it was about 2 weeks ago. And Return of the Jedi.
How did I miss it?
And like how my birthday... But actually, no, yeah, by the time this episode comes out, my birthday will be tomorrow. No, yeah, because this episode's going out Thursday, and my birthday's Friday.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then Stranger Con's on Saturday. But
I'm recording Monday, just so people know.
So I'm turning 6, which means 30 years ago, and because it was in May.
You mean you're turning 6?
I mean, I'm turning 36. I'm turning 36. But at the, I mean, when that came out, when that movie came out, I was 5, turning 6 in a few weeks. And I had, and you know, I now Return of the Jedi, I remember going to the theater with my, I mean, you know, that's where my addiction started, because I was too young to see. I mean, Star Wars came out before I was born in 77.
Your panty addiction started.
Oh, about 12 or 13. As soon as I knew girls had panties. Let me tell you, when I was, and we could get, oh yeah, let me tell you, when my mom used to get like catalogs in the, or you look in the Sunday paper, where you would see like, you know, it'd be a whole picture of a whole page of panties. Let me tell you, when I was a kid, I had the stirrings. I see the stir. I would have like, I don't know why I'm excited to look at it, but I'm excited to look at it. Yeah, when I was a kid, and let me tell you,
why is it so hard down there?
Oh yeah, you like, you know, and we've mentioned this before. You know, I mean, I can't speak for like before 5 or 6, but when I was in first grade, I remember getting hard-ons in class. Oh, you know, yeah, and not knowing what that's about. Yeah. But you know,
it just happens. You would babies. They say like.
Get erections and stuff.
It just happens.
And I can tell you, I would look at these photos, and at the time I didn't know why I'm excited, but I was excited, and I used to, you know, panties and bathing suits and
not to be like rude or anything. Mm-hmm. Like I wonder if that happened with gay men.
If they saw pictures of guys and got excited?
No, just gays in general. And if they did get excited, if not...
Oh, okay, well...
Because, you know, they'll be like, oh, I always knew.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if that even turned him on.
I don't know. I'll
have to talk to one.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, you know. But that's, like I said, I when I was a kid... Oh, yeah. And, play, you know, and then I mentioned this before, my dad had... artful nudes. My father was a hobby photographer, so he had all these big giant coffee table books that had artful nudes in it. And I was a kid, and I used to fucking, I was like, I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's making me, you know.
But I feel good though.
Yeah, it's like I knew something about the pictures were drawing me to them. Artful nudes. So, but like I said, I still remember 30 years ago, Return of the Jedi, which is, I guess, if you want to say, it was about 5 or 6, or around the time I started getting hard-ons. So, getting hard-ons and Return of the Jedi, I guess that's how they make a point in my head. But I remember going to see Return of the Jedi, and then afterwards we went to Burger King, where my parents got me the Return of the Jedi glass. It was I had it for years, and I think my mom eventually threw it out. Oh. And I found one on eBay, and I got it, but then it broke on not this move, like a move back before I moved in with the trailer park people. Yeah. It got broken on moving that, and I was so pissed off. Okay, real quick. Also, After Earth, the Will Smith movie with M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I have not heard one good thing.
Everyone said it was horrible. People were saying that it's basically like a recruiting movie for Scientology. You know?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, because the big point of the movie is that because Will Smith has apparently a very small role in it. He has very little screen time compared to his son. It's all about his son.
It's them two together,
dad and son. But you know, it's all about the son going out. Now Will Smith is there, like almost like a operator, like talking to him, like through headsets or whatever. and the kid has to go out and face his fear, and they saying, you know, the big thing about Scientology is facing your fears and stuff like that. And it's sci-fi, it's in the future. So they said, like, everything around this movie was very, very rooted in Scientology, and it's almost the same way Battlefield Earth with John Travolta, another famous Scientologist, you know, because Will Smith, I don't know if he's officially, quote unquote, come out as a Scientologist, but he certainly hangs out. He hangs out with those people. So him and his son. So basically, this is. Yeah.
Like the Scientology couples, they always, you know, say, like, who they hang out with and stuff. Oh, I didn't.
So it was supposed to be a.
It was terrible. They're saying it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Well, it's because they threw so much money at it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like everything else. Like,
big names in there. I mean, you have Will Smith and his son. I mean,
Well, and M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, before, you know, he used to make good movies, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but he stopped making good movies. Because you notice no one, whenever they advertise a movie, they didn't throw his name on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, because, I didn't really know
this, you know, and you would think a guy with his fame would be. He's probably like, oh, brought out, you know, but
just fucking play it.
don't bring up M. Night, you know. So I heard it's a big terrible. You know, and like, here's my note here, because, you know, M. Night Shyamalan is known for having twists, you know, so wouldn't it be like the twist be like he made these first couple of good, like, he's really a shitty director, but his the twist is like he got you suckered in with all the good movies, and now. Because I loved Unbreakable, like, which is about superheroes, but with Bruce Willis and
I've only seen part of that. I never finished.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I remember it, like, being good, and then I don't know why I never finished it.
Yeah, and The Sixth Sense at the time, before that part gets spoiled. I mean, that was a pretty decent twist for the time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was different.
And then after that, you know, I mean, I kind of like Lady in the Water, but I didn't get a chance to see Avatar. The devil one. It's like
people made that out like it's the newest movie, like the best thing going. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
Well, no, not.
Avatar wasn't M. Night.
No. Excuse me. Well, because their Avatar, the James Cameron, but then the cartoon was called Avatar, but M. Night Shyamalan directed. It was called The Last Airbender.
Because
the cartoon is called Avatar The Last Airbender, but he did just The Last Airbender. I called it Avatar because that's what I'm used to calling it. Yeah, that was James Cameron, the guy from Titanic and stuff. But he directed that. I have friends that grew up loving that cartoon and like saying he fucking butchered it.
No, I never saw it. I remember the previous part.
He did one called Devil, which is about people stuck in an elevator. It's like the lights go on the elevator and then the lights turn on and someone dies. Like every time the lights go off, someone else dies in the elevator.
I kind of want to see it.
It's on
Netflix.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. It's one of those things where it almost looks. Imagine you're stuck in an elevator and the lights go out and then they come back on and they die and it's like.
But is everybody dying?
They just die. And then you kind of like. When the lights come back on, everyone's like, "You're the one that killed him." No, you're the one that killed him. It's
you did it. You did
it. It's
the whole movie is you did it. You did it.
Yeah, and it's loose script. Yeah, it's all improv.
I didn't do it.
I was how could I kill him? I was standing 3 feet over there. You know, he has knife wounds. I don't know. And because I know he's a fan of the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
So. That would make an like the movie like had it been a 22-minute Twilight Zone episode would have been awesome. Yeah, you try to stretch it out into an hour and a half, it kind of like killed everything. You know, and of course, and you know, how do you make the cheapest movie ever? You fucking put it in an elevator because that's what it was.
One movie, I don't think he was involved in it, but it's like that same concept. They were, I don't think anybody died though. I forget what it's called, but like they hit a snowbank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all trapped in this car.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Like they're learning stuff about each other.
The cheapest movie ever made. Yeah, it's like
they're all stuck in this car together. Like yeah, they're on their way skiing or something.
And I mean, if you fill it the right way, you can have a whole.
Right.
You know, episode. You can have a whole movie.
I can't think of what it was.
Yeah, and there was that movie Open Water where like they're being chased by sharks, and the whole movie takes place like them sitting in the water. And that movie cost $30 to make. You know what I'm saying? You, I mean, you know. Yeah, you go out to the beach. You go out to the beach, you have someone with a camera on the boat, you know? And then, like, then they if I'm not mistaken, like, they literally, like, the shark footage in that movie was, like, stock shark footage. And they weaved it in, like, and then you see the guy that looking, oh, no, the sharks are here! And he's looking down in the water, but you don't look, like, you like, never see the sharks at the and the feet at the same time. You know, and that, I believe it's called Open Water was the name of the movie. And then they, that made so much money because it was so cheap, they made it Open Water, too. Oh, a whole other couple stuck in the water.
Piranha, like five, I think we're up to.
Like, oh, Piranha. Well, Piranha was, those motherfuckers were, like, that was from Eli Roth. So, you know, that movie is so bloody and disgusting. Holy shit. And okay, this episode is just going to go longer. They're coming out with Human Centipede 3. Have you seen them?
No, I only heard the concept of one, and I said that's the most disgusting.
Okay, thing. Well, Human Centipede Part 2 is the most graphically disgusting movie I've ever seen. I didn't even want to get into it, but now they're focusing on Part 3, and the chain is going to be 500 people. In a human centipede, because part two, I think it was like 24 or 16 or something like that. The first one was like 3, but you know, like now at least Piranha. I mean, that I only saw part one. I mean, that was at least they try to. It was one of those movies where it's so over the top, like Eli Roth movies, like you know, like Machete or any of those movies. They're so over the top that you're not supposed to take them seriously,
right?
You know, it's so ridiculous because they made that movie. That Piranha was so fucking bloody. But Human Centipede is like, they take themselves seriously. And part two was the most disgusting fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, it would be torturous. You hate somebody, buy them Human Centipede part two on DVD.
Your ex-boyfriend. Here, look what I got you.
Here you go. I would like this. But yeah, shit, I lost my train of thought.
It's gonna be like 3D too.
Yeah, the Piranha movies and,
no,
and
Human Centipede 3.
Human Centipede, that would be. Shoot, I lost my train of thought.
Good now.
What else? Shit, we were talking about M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, recently, I saw the new Judge Dredd movie, which was not bad.
Who's in it?
Carl Urban? He's, you know,
like it sounds familiar. Like,
he's in the new Star Trek movie. He's the guy that plays Bones, the doctor.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to think of, like, I remember the previous, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean. Okay. Sorry. Oh, we'll wrap it up real
just
quick.
So you think I'm not logging on.
It's Carl Urban. And because, you know, the last Judge Dredd was with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was almost more of a comedy than it was an action movie. You know, and then, you know, they made it a joke, but you know, this, the comic book is real serious, you know what I'm saying? It's very bloody and violent. And so
something nice and family friendly.
Yeah. This movie, apparently he goes into what they call a super block, which is basically like the projects in one big giant building with a big middle courtyard, for the lack of a better term. And so,
Melrose Place.
You know, the beginning of the movie, yeah, it's kind of cool, special effects and this city. And of course, you know, they kind of like, they took like real cities, but then put all these fake like giant buildings in the middle and stuff like that. You know, you could tell that they made this movie for dirt fucking cheap. Because, you know, once he goes into the quote unquote super block, that's it. The whole fucking movie takes place in the super block. And it's like, that could be any studio.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a brilliant idea, like talking about making movies for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the movie cost a lot, but compared to other movies, you know, once they went into the quote unquote super block,
it's
all fucking sets. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a couple carpenters and, oh, look, oh, here's an apartment. Oh, we're running in the hallway. Now you run on the same hallway, but in a different direction, you know? So, you know, it was a good movie. And we're very respectful to the source material because, like I said, Sylvester Stallone's one was like a joke. But
anything with
it. Yeah, it was one of those movies that when you watch it, like, holy shit, they paid $20 to make this movie. And that, and I mean that in a good way, that you know, they made the best of that $20 to make it. And Carl Urban, the guy from, he's the actor, he's fucking fantastic.
Good.
I loved him as Bones in the Star Trek movie, and I like him as Judge Dredd, and I want that guy to get more work because he's a brilliant actor. Because Judge Dredd is a serious character, and he played it really good, and you know, so Okay, geez, we are way past the hour mark. I guess we're doing a deluxe episode for other people. If you're listening to this episode, if you're just listening to us for the first time because you saw, you went to StrangerCon, usually an hour, not an hour and 20. Visit twostrangersonepodcast.com. You can find links for everything. I do have my eBay page up. Buy something off of eBay. All the money goes to support the show. You can visit us at facebook.com/twostrangersonepodcast. Hover over the like button, click show and news feed, share this episode with your friends, share the whole Two Strangers One podcast page with your friends. You know, if you go to facebook.com/twostrangersonepodcast, we're on Twitter at Comic Metal Games, but pretty much that's just a rehash of everything. It's just reposting everything that we posted on Facebook. If you have an iPhone, iPad, iPod, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store, go to the upper right corner, click podcast, then search for Two Strangers, One Podcast. You'll see our beautiful red, white, and blue logo, and you can subscribe to us there. And if you have an Android device, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher, STITCHER, the Stitcher app. I've dealt with these people. They are freaking wonderful. They jump on top of any problems real quick. I've had one or two problems that we had were answered within 3 hours of me making the contact. And you have to understand, these people handle a lot of shit. And it's a great app. It's what I use when I'm on the road. Every podcast worth listening to is on Stitcher. And it is also available for iPhones and iPad, the new iPod touches. You could subscribe, get the app for it. Mark Maron, all the top 10 guys, Mark Maron, Adam Carolla, Kevin Smith, Chris Hardwick, all their podcasts are on the Stitcher app. And besides us, we're part of the Livin' Lame Network, LIVINLAME. There's no G there. And you can find out about all the shows at livinlamepodcastentertainment.com. And you can subscribe to all those shows also on Stitcher and on iTunes. You got The Real Chat, which is their music show. You got The Real Chat, which is a show about TVs and movies. You have The Breakdown, which is their music show. And I want to thank them for letting me host Chris's Hidden Metal Show. I just released episode 14. So you can go back and listen to all shows made just by me and my metal playlist. And I think it's a good show. I listen to it. Then you have The Fox Den. And you have The Fox Den, which is, if you smoke a bowl and listen to The Fox Den, because it's a very, very mellow show. And of course, Big Daddy, the granddaddy that started it all, Livin' Lame, where it has all the guys from Livin' Lame Network on the show.
Under one roof.
Yeah, and it's a funny show, and I listen to them all the time, and hopefully they listen to us. And let me see, that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else. If you haven't gone to StrangerCon yet, we will be. You can search for, there should be the link on Two Strangers One Podcast for StrangerCon. We're having Shut Up Zeke, Left for Dead, and Two Fat Ladies. They're the improv group. We're wedged in the middle. We're the meat in the sandwich. We'll do about a 45-minute to an hour podcast. Then after us, you'll have acoustic, hopefully rock music. Card subject to change, but so far, Solo Acoustic, SOLOACOUSTIC. And headlining the night, Honest John, a guy and girl pair. She's kind of like an operatic singer. He kind of like does all the other like background stuff, but he plays the guitar, and they're pretty freaking awesome. So, like I said, card subjects have changed, but they're the ones scheduled to come out to StrangerCon. Bring your friends. Bring your own beer. We can't serve alcohol, but you're more than welcome to bring anything that you want to come in with. We may have water bottle. We may be selling water there also. I got to find someone to work the table. And that's pretty much it. We certainly hope you guys enjoyed listening and had as much fun as we did recording. Thank you for listening to Two Strangers, One Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kristen.
Don't be a stranger.
See ya.
Bye.
Double Jackpot.
What is it?
It is a self-published book by Christopher Colon.
Chris Colon? Smells good to me.
But
look at her. That broke that fucking cold little exterior. He's like, hee hee.
But it is spelled C-O-L-O-N.
Him punny.
But
his Twitter address is at Comic Metal Games. His website is doublejackpot.us. What's U.S.? Is that a new appellation that we're allowed? Really?
I don't know.
Start rocking that. That's very patriotic. Smodcast.us. For us.
Double Jackpot is a book about a comic book artist, Eric, who is in a loveless relationship with a materialistic Lynette.
Fucking, are you sure I didn't write this? Sounds hauntingly familiar.
He starts cheating on his girlfriend with a more creatively supportive woman, Nadia.
Well, I gotta meet her. Where's the Nadia?
There's your summer girlfriend.
Both Lynette and Nadia play the double jackpot, the largest payout in lotto history, much like the recent Powerball. Both girls play his birth date as the winning numbers. Eric is now stuck between two of the country's richest women. Who will he choose? It's not that simple. This is a clever fucking idea,
yeah,
man.
Is.
Look at her. Fucking, she's impressed.
I am.
She got some summer reading. Christopher Cologne smells real lovely with an original idea. This is. I've never heard this before.
I haven't either. This is a self-published book, much in the indie spirit as Kev's Clerks.
Oh, you don't even need to name check me. It's just a good idea. You could stand on your own, man. You don't even have to be like, hey, remember Clerks? This is nothing like that. This is way more original than Clerks. This is a good idea, man. Why didn't I think of this?
I need something to read.
It can be purchased at www.doublejackpot.us. Please stress that it's US, not .com. I was too broke to get .com. Okay, so .us apparently, according to Chris, is a cheaper alternative to .com.
I don't know if you were meant to read that aloud, were you?
Is that secret code? He's like, help me, I'm broke.
This book is part of the Comic Books, Heavy Metal, Video Games Trilogy Book 2. Odd I See, A Tale from the Road, coming soon.
Right on, man. It's part of a trilogy. This is the first part.
Way to write, man.
Doublejackpot.us, man. There are links to the Twitter account for updates on book two, and there's a link to his eBay account. He's selling his own comics, video games, and heavy metal paraphernalia to fund the next ad on Smodcast.com. Oh, my God. Look at that. He's seeking a literary agent. Motherfuckers, anybody out there? There ain't no literary agents listening to this show, I assure you, sure. Sure, I assure you, sure. But somebody know a literary agent? Hook a motherfucker up. Chris Cologne come up with an original idea. I should tell Raskin. That's a good fucking idea, to be honest
too.
With you. That's a fucking rom-com right there. Megan, get Raskin on the phone. I want to run it past him, man. I want to, and if it happens, I get a taste, Chris Cologne. I get a whiff, if you will.
The book could also be ordered on www.lulu.com.
That's lulu.com.
I understand that. I just want to spell it out.
Normally one says it that spells it. Still, lulu.com. What is that? Do you know what it is?
I don't know. The book could also be ordered on www.lulu.com. Search for Double Jackpot Christopher Cologne. A paperback version of the book is $15, and a PDF file is only $5.
$5 is insanely inexpensive. $15 is not even that bad for a paperback version.
No.
This is $1 million idea right here. Like a movie about a dude who fucking is stuck between two chicks, both of who play his birthday and win the lottery. Come on!
I
can see that trailer. Chris Cologne is on to something. Nobody else can smell it but me.
I'll read it.
Thank you. Double Jackpot is a self-published book by Chris Cologne, man. It's the first book in his comic books, heavy metal, video games trilogy. Book two, Odd I See, A Tale from the Road, should be coming out soon. Get all the information at doublejackpot.us. www.doublejackpot.us, man. Chris Cologne, like a motherfucker.
I will totally read this.
Double Jackpot. I'm serious. I'm going to recommend that to fucking Raskin. How is that not a movie? This could be a sexy movie. You could do an R-rated version. There could be nudie in it, and you could show them fucking both chicks. Maybe a little penetration. Maybe a butthole shot. No butthole, no care.
I would like to formally apologize to Christopher Cologne.
No, sex sells. Chris Cologne will appreciate that. He's like, thanks for throwing a few buttholes in there, man.
Please visit twostrangersonepodcast.com for links to their eBay auctions and show updates.
Fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.